Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. Today, I'm switching gears a little bit. I'm going to talk about the importance of a personal brand. And you might be thinking, how does this tie into mindset and energetics? Isn't this more professional development? Or I'm not a business owner. I don't need a personal brand. And yes, personal branding is a core part of professional development because it's deeply tied to purpose, values, and goals, which also align with personal growth. But it goes beyond just career advancement. It's about how we show up in all areas of our life. A strong personal brand helps professionals position themselves for new opportunities, build credibility, and grow. But at its core, it's really about authenticity. People connect with those who are real and relatable, whether in business or personal life. And that's why mindset and identity work are so important. It's all interconnected, shaping not just careers, but who we are as individuals. And the truth is, everyone has a personal brand, whether they realize it or not. So why not be intentional about it and show people who you really are? Even in times of uncertainty, even when you don't know your next move, your personal brand still exists. So there are so many people out there who have lost their jobs, entrepreneurs trying to get new clients, or people figuring out their next step. Maybe it's a career change, launching a business, or even being a new mom on mat leave, trying to rediscover who you are. I say that because I remember that feeling so clearly. Every once in a while, it's like, oh my gosh, who the heck am I? Kind of felt like I lost my identity there for a while. But even in the midst of uncertainty, we are still showing up, whether we're intentional about it or not. People are forming perceptions of us. Whether you're in transition, thriving, or stuck, your personal brand is really your values in action. And we don't have to have it all figured out. If you're thinking, okay, that's great, but how am I supposed to show up if I don't even know what I want? So here's an example. Maybe you've lost a job and working for someone else was a huge part of your identity. Maybe you're just in a phase where nothing feels quite right. Maybe you're juggling a 9-to-5 with a side hustle, or you're well into your corporate career, but never really thought of your personal brand as something you should strategically decide. This doesn't mean you need a 5-step roadmap or a grand new you big reveal. A good place to start is just to acknowledge where you are. How often do we actually take the time to reflect on our values? We live them every day, but unlike in a business setting, we're not sitting in a boardroom discussing them with a team, and maybe they've changed. Are you truly living your values? Are your actions aligning with your true self? Asking, am I truly living my values, is a powerful way to reflect on whether your day-to-day life aligns with what matters to you most. It challenges you to explore if your personal brand authentically represents who you are, or if there's a disconnect between what you believe and how you present yourself. And if you're not truly living your values, that misalignment doesn't just stay in your thoughts, it shows up in your body. You might feel this heaviness in your chest or tension in your shoulders or a gut feeling that something is off. Our bodies are constantly communicating with us. And when we're not aligned with who we are or how we want to show up, we can experience physical and emotional resistance. It might feel like procrastination, exhaustion, lack of motivation. When we pause and tune into these sensations and emotions, we can identify where we're out of alignment. Are you carrying stress because you're trying to live up to an expectation that isn't truly yours? Are you feeling drained because you're showing up in a way that doesn't reflect your values? So by integrating both mindset and somatic awareness, you can start making shifts, small ones at first, that bring you back to who you really are. That's the power of personal branding from the inside out. It's so easy to tie our identities to roles like I'm a mom, I'm a teacher, I'm a project manager. But what happens when those roles shift or disappear? If we've anchored ourselves entirely to those labels, we can feel lost. That's why personal branding isn't just about what you do, it's about who you are. Okay, so we talked about values. Here are some other things I invite you to reflect on. What impact do you want to have on others? What do you stand for? What story do you want to tell about this chapter in your life? What makes you stand out? What makes you different? And be authentic. People connect with real stories, not manufactured personas. We are all works in progress. No one has it all figured out. People resonate with honesty and authenticity because they build trust and connection. And then, who are you speaking to? Employers, clients, collaborators, community. Don't wait until you have it all figured out to start sharing. Talk about what you're learning, what excites you. And we're not trying to be perfect. It's about being real. It's about showing up, even when you're uncertain, and letting your values guide the way. And your personal brand grows and shifts as you do. Just like identity, your brand should evolve. The things that you were passionate about 5 years ago might not be the same today, and that's totally okay. The key is to let your brand grow alongside you rather than feeling stuck in a box that you've built for yourself. And I'm going to say it again, authenticity is everything. When you can feel good about who you are, your brand becomes effortless. As we continue to push boundaries and grow, remember that the foundation of everything we do is rooted in authenticity and purpose. It's about building something that reflects our true selves and really embracing the journey. And what an incredibly amazing feeling that is. So as you step into this next chapter, whatever that looks like for you, ask yourself, how do I want to show up? What story do I want to tell? What are my goals? And most importantly, am I being true to myself? Your brand, like you, will keep evolving. And that's the beauty of it. Thank you for being here with me today. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Connect with me on social, share this episode. And if you want more like this, check the link in my bio to sign up for updates. Keep showing up as the most authentic version of you. Feels so good. Okay, bye for now. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.